At one point, Nikki said, "I'm going to sing a song to cheer him up." Since it was the 4th of July, she started singing Yankee Doodle. Some of the workers glanced over and smiled. Gradually, we all started singing Yankee Doodle. It made us feel less tired, and I hope the whale heard us and knew we were his friends. It seemed like his tail was tapping weakly to the beat of the song. Soon it was high tide again. Three big boats had harnessed the whale with cables. They pulled and pulled, and our humpback whale swam free. Before he swam away, though, he seemed to smile at me. Chapter 3, At Sea. When I finished my story, everyone in the class was very quiet. Then Kelly started clapping, and other kids joined her. "You helped save him," Pierre said. And Mrs. Ortiz said, "You're a hero, Dan." I was embarrassed, but I have to admit that I was really proud. Until Ted said, from out in the hall, "I don't believe it. He just saw some movie about whales and made it up." I was angry, but I don't think anyone agreed with him. Anyway, I told myself, it doesn't matter what Ted thinks. I know my story's true. "Okay, class," Mrs. Ortiz said. "Don't forget to bring your lunch. We'll meet in the morning in front of the school promptly at 8 o'clock, and the bus will leave for the pier at 8:30.